Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm here with my partner in morbid, Sam Hammond, aka Vom Cruise. Sam, how are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you, mate?
Very good. What have you been up to? Have you been to any funerals since we last went on air?
Are we allowed funerals at the moment? I don't know. Are they allowed again now?
Because we're still in. It's such
A while you were only allowed like two people there, weren't you? But
it's a genuinely confusing time where it feels like we're not in lockdown, but we still are. We're recording this in like early August.
Well, we're all pretending that there's no plague anymore, so we'll probably all be going to some funerals soon.
Hopefully yours. I'd actually genuinely like to go to yours. I wanted to talk a little bit about funeral crashing. Is that a thing? Would you crash a funeral? Should we start doing it?
I don't want to go to the ones that I'm invited to, so no, I'm not doing that. But
I like the idea that you get invites to a funeral.
Yeah, you do, don't you? I do, actually. I don't know. I don't know if you do. No, I've never had one through the post.
I feel like you find out that someone's died, and then you either go or you don't. I'm not sure. Speaking of which, we want to hear from you guys at home about any weird, funny, I don't know, just interesting stories that you have around the subject of funerals or death or anything. The best stuff we get in, we'll read out on the show. So send anything you've got to podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. That's podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. But as you know, we like to interview a new guest in every episode. So today, our guest is comedian, actor, talk show host, podcaster, and DJ, Joey Page. Joey, how are you?
Oh, mate, that was beautiful. I didn't even know I acted. So thanks for that.
I think I must have found that on Wikipedia or something.
No, I have done some.
Do you have a Wikipedia page?
No. Can someone do me a Wikipedia page?
You've got to be.
Also, if you're listening wondering who is this guy, you're correct. I haven't got a Wikipedia page, so technically.
Wait. How do you get one?
You have to do it yourself. Well, a lot of people do it yourself.
No. Do you know, rat someone out that's done their own.
Have you done your own?
No, I don't have one.
I'll do yours.
Oh, well, I'll rat someone out. My brother has one. And in it includes the fact that me and him developed a pilot for a panel show years ago. I'm like, literally nobody knows about that. He must have done it himself. So I'll rat my own brother out. I'm not afraid to do that. Joey, how has your lockdown been? What have you been up to?
It's been all right. I mean, like, no one's died in my... So I feel very lucky about that.
No one's died in your life.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's exactly how I meant it. And then also, like... Yeah, I mean, I'm skint, but I'm just sort of staying out of trouble trying to write and make stuff that no one's ever going to see because the world might never go back to normal.
Tell us a bit about the podcast and the talk show and stuff.
Yeah, well, I basically kind of tried to use it as a sort of the government money that they give you for being self-employed. I tried to use that as almost like a writer's fee to just like create some stuff.
Is that the furlough 80% of what you earned last year stuff?
Yeah, yeah, before you put through loads of expenses.
Right.
Or after you put through loads. So it's like not actually that much.
Right.
So yeah, it's been right same. For putting it all through as, you know.
So what we're talking to an honest man here by the sound of it. An honest, potentially stupid man.
No, it's all within the guidelines. According to my...
All right, Rishi's mate.
Accountant. Is that what they're called?
I believe they're called accountants, yeah.
So I got a podcast that I do with my best mate from school, who's a very successful journalist and... weirdly, judge on MasterChef.
Oh.
Called Jimmy Famarewa. And we do a podcast called JJ's Album Club, where 1 week we review some big albums that have come out. And then the intermittent week, we interview somebody famous about an album that they love.
Okay. Wait, so is that... which MasterChef is that? Because for me, the one is... it's John Turode.
Oh, no, like he's a guest, but he's on every... he's been on like the last four series as like a guest judge.
God, that really shows how long it's been since I've watched MasterChef.
Yeah.
So he's a chef, but also really into...
So he's a writer and a journalist, and he's now the food critic for the Evening Standard.
Okay.
So if you're listening and someone's chewed out your restaurant, then
it was him.
Yeah, don't listen to the podcast, basically.
Okay. And so it's a music podcast. So what's his link to music? Because you DJ FUBAR Radio and stuff.
I mean, I don't know if I do anymore. I genuinely don't know at the moment if I do.
Potentially previously DJed for FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
But his link to music is just he's into it.
Well, he was always the person that used to be like, listen to this. And then he's done loads of music journalism as well. So he writes for The Guardian and Apple and stuff like that. Like, does the write-ups. Why? He does loads of stuff, basically.
God, Sam's a musician. I'm friends with him. But Sam, you aren't as famous as this guy by the sound of it. Annoying.
No.
Well, but also, because he's the food critic, I'm the only one without a real job outside of lockdown. And so whenever he has to do a restaurant review, he's like, do you want to come for lunch?
That's
some
great
swanky restaurant. And I'll just always turn up and go, this place is like a library. What are we doing in here?
Back to the subject matter. Joey, as I mentioned before we went on, I feel like the key to why we started doing this podcast, It's Your Funeral, is I like the idea, or I've thought a lot in my life about what my funeral would be like. Is that something you fantasized about?
No, not really. Like,
oh my God, it's just me.
Well, no, I just don't ever imagine dying. I know that sounds stupid. I think probably because I'm really scared of it, but I just, yeah, it terrifies me a bit. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to come up with some killer answers. But
maybe you'll be the first person to live forever.
Well,
it's not that you don't...
That'd be shit.
It's not that you don't think you're going to die. It's that you don't want to think about it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And so also, amongst my mates at home, my nickname is the Colonel because I organise everything.
Okay.
And I think this will be the one thing, quite rightly, I won't have to organise. Do you know what I mean? So
this is your chance to organise it.
Well, I know. So,
well, that's it. A lot of people do spend a lot of time and put away money organising their funerals, but are you suggesting that you don't want to do that?
Idiots.
No,
they would do that. What an idiot.
I haven't even got I haven't got any money saved for anything ever.
No, it costs more to write a will than my entire net worth, so there's no point doing it.
You can do
it
for £50, or have things got that bad?
Well, yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay, let's turn this into a hypothetical podcast. Let's imagine that money is no object, but also, seriously, I see adverts, and obviously I know now, mainly because I have a lot of friends who work in sales and stuff, but I know that adverts are tailored to me. So if I'm watching, sport, that's why I'm getting, and I'm a near 40-year-old man, that's why I'm getting a lot of, Viagra adverts.
And betting.
And betting adverts. And that's also why probably I get lots of adverts these days about getting health insurance. And also you see adverts for don't forget to put away enough money for your funeral, because apparently it can cost upwards of $5,000. So hypothetically,
yeah,
maybe we need to...
I'm not a big believer in that, because I got married for $7,000, and that's unheard of. I did it on such on
that
the
is
cheap.
That is on the budge.
Yeah, and you've been Billy Big Biscuits over covering the World Cup, couldn't come, but it's the best wedding I've been to.
I'm afraid I was working that day, and I'm annoyed because I saw the photos and I was very jealous, very annoyed. But
not bad for $7,000, though, is it?
Very good. But also, let's imagine this then. You mentioned about you're married.
Yeah.
So imagine this. I know you don't want to think about it, but you drop dead tomorrow and you leave your lovely wife having to deal with your funeral.
Oh, my parents will sort it out. and that's not to say I come from rich parents.
Covering your back, Joe.
No. My old man just did loads and loads of electrician jobs, probably quicker than he should have done, more unsafe than he should have done, and probably paid less tax on than he should. I don't know why I keep talking about tax today.
Wait, was that to pay for your wedding?
Huh?
To pay for your wedding,
no,
or just
in
general?
In general, so I think,
he can afford your funeral.
Yeah, if he had to, tomorrow, I reckon he's got it covered.
Well, so in the first episode, where I just spoke to Sam about his thoughts, Sam said he's not even sure he wants a funeral, he'd just like to be left out by the bins.
Okay.
I'm not asked, I've just never, I don't know, I just think it's a waste of everyone's time. I don't like putting people out. I don't like having a birthday party, I hate it.
Oh no, see, I'm the opposite.
Yeah, I
love a bash.
I like to spend a week on my birthday, if possible, most nights.
Wanker.
I know, complete wanker. That's fine, but at least it's the self-awareness that matters.
Yeah.
So Joey, as someone who you've admitted you've done your wedding on a budget, would you be keen to then let your funeral be done as cheaply as possible? And how might that look?
No, because this is a hypothetical podcast. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's a real podcast, but a hypothetical question.
Yeah.
We're not just here in the ether, invisible.
It'd be pretty sad if I'm predicting that I'm going to be penniless when I can clearly give any answer I want. So let's give ourselves a bit of leeway here and say that I'm going to have a sort of fairly successful career.
Definitely.
Okay,
from this point forward.
That's where the real hypotheticals come in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, we're all as successful as we want to be.
We're all doing well.
You've unfortunately dropped dead earlier than you... Well, actually, I think that's a good question. Mm. When you know, when have you died? How have you died and when have you died?
Right. I thought about this question on the way here. And I thought, I'm just going to predict it when I get here. And I'm not a religious person or anything like that. But I'm going to call on some sort of spiritual awakening. And the answer's going to come to me. And I'm going to say the 14th of January, 2088.
Okay. Wow.
Which does mean... I will be 104. But I think that's pretty much perfect. I think I'm going to be pretty hard to kill off.
What evidence do we have to back up that you have the health minerals to make that happen? Do you have any genetics,
yes,
family who's lived long time?
No, but I feel like my old man is going to be incredibly hard to kill. Like, he's one of these people that's indestructible.
I don't think you have to kill him.
No, but as in, like he'll be the last one standing at the bar, doesn't get hangovers. He's always like, party, keep going.
Yeah.
He's up the next day, first one up, doing the breakfast, all that kind of thing. And I just can't see him.
Just sounds like an alcoholic to me.
No. But, like, you know, up for golf, 6 a.m., he's out, he doesn't care. Like, he's been getting up 5, 6 a.m. his whole life.
Is your dad Jimmy Page?
No, unfortunately not.
No.
It's Mickey, and you'd know if you'd met him.
Similar constitution by the sound.
You've met him, haven't you?
Have I?
You met him at a pub in Greenwich in the Gypsy Market?
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. Oh my God, old school.
I just done up the creek. I was just going to do it. Can't
remember which. No, I think I really remember that. Sam, I didn't think I asked you this. What age do you think you'll make it to?
I don't know. I mean, I'm reasonably healthy now. Been a vegetarian all my life. Vegan. Stopped doing most of the drugs. So yeah, probably
being a vegan, that may mean you die of pretentiousness though. Like an
I mean, I usually don't tell people, so I shouldn't really announce that then. But it's only, you know, in context of the question. I don't tell people because vegans are generally wankers.
What made you change to veganism?
I've started freaking out, just got issues with food. I was brought up vegetarian, but then every time I ate some cheese, which is delicious and I miss it every day, but like every time I ate some, I was like, oh no, what? And I kept thinking about what it was and I couldn't stop thinking about exactly what it was. I was like,
not the process of like what it does to the animal, but
I am conscious of that now. Like, that wasn't, I must admit, that wasn't the decision maker. No, it was that I was going, this is rotting, congealed teat milk from a cow. Why am I eating this?
Mm.
Why am I, rather than going, this is delicious, this is some premium cathedral city.
Like, I'm an overthinker, but I think the one place where I don't overthink is with food. I don't want to get into that situation. No. It's too scary for me. Joey, our hypothetical funeral that we're talking about.
Yes.
We talked about in the opening episode with me and Sam, I talked about having a fantasy in my head of like a pew where all of my exes are just sat there. Have you thought about who would go to your funeral and who wouldn't, and how it would look in that on that front?
I don't think any of my exes would go to my funeral. they'd be welcome, but I don't think they would come.
What's the venue?
Well, it's hard. I think because I'm going to become quite successful.
Yeah.
And live quite a long life.
Massively successful.
I think
I'm not laughing at the thought of you becoming successful. You are successful, Joe.
No, well, not yet.
You've been on Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Yeah, but I spent that money ages ago. I'm talking about. All right, I'm going to be wealthy, and people like, you know, Nevermind the Buzzcocks hasn't been on telly for 10 years. I don't think
it's true.
So let's get it right.
It's still a big. I mean, I assume you still use it on your stand-up posters and stuff, no? I would.
I did last time I did a show, but I think that I said to myself that was the last time, but I say that every year.
Yeah.
This is the last time I'm going to use that accolade. But I think it'll be abroad.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be living in somewhere of a nicer climate. Not Marb? Nicer than today, because we'd all be dead.
Yeah, it's very, very hot. Like Marbs? Somewhere like Marbs in Spain?
No, I'm talking like, you know, like Hawaii, America, somewhere. I think I'll be in America somewhere.
Lovely.
You look and like so, you're in Florida today.
Yeah. I've
Joey's in all white and a trucker hat kind of vibe. Is it a trucker hat? It's a baseball cap.
It's just a baseball cap from Golden Gate National Parks.
Oh, and you're doing some hashtag ad. Excellent. Bit of sponsorship there.
But, so I think, yeah, people would have to come to me, so that might be a bit of an issue. Maybe I'll do two. Maybe I'll do a London. Maybe my urn will travel round, like the World Cup goes round, or the FA Cup. It'll go to each venue.
I think it's... As we discussed in the first episode, I think going to funerals is bad enough as it is. Definitely not going to just start going around to different. Although, to be honest, you know, if there's one in Hawaii, then maybe I'd be up for the travel.
That's people it. Get pissed off enough when they get invited to a wedding in like Hawaii, you know, and you're like, you've not got much money. It? You're not going to go to a funeral over there.
See, one thing I do think about a lot is how people will, like, what will get said in your eulogy.
Yeah.
By the guy.
Yeah.
Or girl. The, or whoever.
Who chooses? I mean, that's another
the family,
thing, isn't it?
The family.
The family. Someone. Unless you, presumably, unless you've written it in your will, I want this person to do the eulogy.
It's just whoever comes with the venue, I think, mm-hmm. most of the time. Yeah. Unless you want, like, a life celebrant, is different.
Oh, I see. You mean... Oh, you mean like the vicar person rather than the person who stands? Because I thought when you said eulogy, I was thinking of the person who gets up and talks like Earl Spencer at Princess Diana's funeral, who did the very famous anti-royal.
I've had an idea.
That was brilliant.
I would have a famous person do it. That, like, you know, and you can pay on them websites now, like a cameo. Have someone really famous come and do it.
Do a video message or actually turn
come and
up.
Do it.
Like, oh my god.
And then just pretend that
we know
each other. They're
all skin celebrities though, aren't they? Like H from Steps or something. It'll be him, you know.
But I'll pretend that we were friends.
Yeah, that'd
like
be
in
good.
The in the eulogy, yes. They'll pretend.
You could get Katie Price to do it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'll outlive her. She's not lived very well.
She'll
with she,
surely
she's not got long left at all.
She'll
think.
Surely explode.
Her legs fell off this week.
I mean,
legs fell off this week.
You know what? All I'm thinking is we need to get this out before she dies. Because otherwise I'm not sure we've got alibis.
We need to try and get her on here.
Oh my god, I'd love to, but...
Not now you've done that.
Do you remember when she had to sell... I remember when she got so bankrupt she had to sell her pink horse box, and it was very upsetting for everyone in the Daily Mail.
Poor Katie.
Okay, so we're in Hawaii. We've got H from Steps doing the eulogy.
I tell you what I would like as well. You know outdoor ones where it's like a pyre and they just basically set fire to everything?
What? Just the body is on a pyre?
Like no, it's man. Like... It's in like a... It is literally in like a wicker coffee.
You can do that.
And then you can do that in certain... But it's only
sounds
in certain
sounds like the vegan way
America.
Of doing it.
It's only in certain states in America, but then everybody like has the party and the wake
but
for as long as it's burning.
Oh,
so no, because they put all like nice, like they put all spices and herbs, so it smells.
They put Febreze on it.
I think it's it might be more like cinnamon. I was gonna say like paprika, but people would want to eat it, then, wouldn't they? I think the real honest answer is that me and my wife, who always said that we're gonna die at the same time,
how?
Because we're in love. Like
no, I know.
As in like I, just. I in,
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How old you age, say that we'll both be so old that one will die and the other one will be like, I'm just going right now as well.
Oh my god, that is so romantic, Joey.
But
that's going to be on the that's going to be the social media cut.
Great,
put together.
Good, because we've talked about this at length in our lives.
That's so
it
nice.
It does happen that though, doesn't it? Like
it does happen. People die of a broken heart.
Yeah,
yeah.
But also,
it's what's so nice. Sorry to interrupt, but what's so nice about it is having known you before you met your wife. It's so lovely to see you as this person who has found someone who you can openly talk about that.
I was always looking for what I've got now, but in between, like I said, none of my ex-girlfriends come into my funeral.
No.
Probably a reason for that.
Would your wife knock them out?
No, she doesn't care. She's the nicest person going.
Really?
She really is, yeah. She's super lovely.
But anyway, this isn't about her. Let's carry on. No,
but,
and
so one of you will die, and the other one will die so soon after
funeral,
that you'll have a double funeral.
But then also...
One double funeral, one coffin? Basically on top of each other?
Well, two things about the coffin... One, I want to be in like a matching like print kind of going on holiday shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? These matching sets you can buy on ASOS now. Yeah. Like colourful,
free-coloured.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, because the actual facts of life are that we've all come from, you know, the beginning of the Big Bang, like we're all come from the same bit of stardust or whatever all that technical jargon is for it, but we're all made from the same stuff somehow. It would be nice if we could be put into like the same thing so that we would kind of stay together, like if we were put into a tree or something like that.
Yeah, you'd get eaten by the worms together.
Yeah.
So romantic.
Or put in a tree.
No, that's exactly right. And Sam, you mentioned the idea of that in the first step too.
Being so I think you can be sort of put into a tree somewhere.
It seems kind of cool. So we've talked potential pyre. We've talked together with your wife. Joey, the brownie points you're getting through these answers is fantastic. It's almost like you've thought.
Why? She ain't going to listen, is she?
It's almost like you've thought ahead. I don't know. Maybe you'll play it to her if you're impressed with it. Who knows?
When I'm having a row.
Feel free to let us subscribe and leave a comment. Do you envisage, so if you're together, do you envisage kind of you being, you said, so you're in like ASOS wear.
Hawaiian.
And would she be matching? Would she get to choose what she wants to wear?
She'd get to choose, but sometimes we match clothes a bit. Not even on purpose. Did you not see on my birthday, we're both wearing pink button-up shirts?
It's just,
that was by accident.
To be honest, this feels like a therapy session. This feels like something I could never achieve.
I can help
you. Just this level of love.
I can help you, Barnaby.
I mean, I feel for the audience now, you should tell us how you met your lovely wife. I know the story, but it's a romantic story.
At Shoreditch, what's it called?
Box Park.
I was doing a gig in the food court.
Right.
I was headlining a gig.
the romance of comedy, guys.
Only 8 people had turned up. I was headlining. So, like I said, not a big draw.
What was your payment for that night?
I think I got 100 quid for that.
Sweet.
That's good. And I was on my way, actually, to the NME Awards after party, after the gig, with my then-girlfriend, who was late, and she was meeting me at the gig. And then I basically really fancied one of the 8 audience members.
Just from seeing her on while you were
performing. And, like, you know, there's not really anywhere to go. It's like 5 comedians and 8 audience members. I had to wait around for the whole gig.
Yeah.
You know.
So you have to work out if you fancy any of them.
Yeah. And then I was in an awful thing that I was trying to get out of, and then I was just like, after the gig, didn't end up going to the NME Awards, had a big row with my girlfriend, went on Facebook on the way home because I decided not to start, I was to get the bus back to my mum and dad's because my life was going brilliantly, and I went on the Facebook event for the gig and it said one person attended and it was her. So I thought, this must mean something, maybe, I don't know, and I just asked her out on a date, and then she said Sunday, so I was like, right, I've got like a week to split off my girlfriend, and then and then we've been together ever since.
Mark Zuckerberg brought you together, essentially.
Yeah,
and also a guy wandering across one of my best jokes to get a delivery order in his helmet just so to deliver a punchline. It's absolutely livid.
Did you? I mean, I'm amazed slightly by the tech element of it, which is, I believe, when you write Facebook messages to someone you're not friends with, they go into that special folder.
I don't think they used to. The creep folder.
Was it the creep folder? Yeah.
Well, I don't think they used to, did they?
Well, obviously not.
This is a long time ago.
Maybe she was checking the creep folder for creeps.
Yeah.
I remember. I remember when I first checked the creep folder and I was disappointed with the lack of creepy entries. That is a very romantic story, Joey. And annoying because obviously I can't better any of that romance in any way.
And not for the other girl.
Well, no, not for her. And we won't talk anymore. She definitely won't be listening. But she might be at your funeral. She might come in like
spit on your grave.
I was worried she's going to turn up at my wedding. That's an obvious story.
I mean, is it enough? How would she have known?
Social media, I suppose.
Social media. What's your funeral history? Have you been to a lot of funerals? Have there been any you've thought, this is a good one? This is something I would want to do?
Yeah, I've been to some good and bad ones. So it was like a distant family member.
Yeah.
And the person doing the thing, they didn't want to say anything. So they just basically said what was going to happen and handed over to like one of the sons. And he did the whole thing, but he kind of... because him and his dad didn't get on that well. Made it a bit about him. It was really weird. And then the wake was in a harvester. And then...
Have you ever used the salad bar before, sir?
And then...
the wake was in a harvester. We've talked in the first one about how bleak wakes are and how like usually it's like the Morrison's buffet. But harvester feels like a step above that, at least.
Because I don't know about that.
Was there any element of free bar?
There was food there.
Sausage rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it would have been grilled. It would have been chicken on the harvester barbecue.
Yeah, I went to one recently. My friend Joe, we used to call him Haystacks because he was like 7 foot tall, like giant haystacks. Mm-hmm. And he just had music play for the whole of his because he was so into music. Like his mate got up and said a couple of things and said, but he's just picked 5 songs and he just wants you all to listen to them and think about whatever you want to think
about.
That's
nice.
And that was really nice. So that's quite a nice way to do it, I think. Mm. And it was jam-packed. And it's like, that's one thing I want. Okay. Like any comedian, yeah. I want it to be sold out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're going to be like hugely successful. So yeah,
but that means making a lot of friends when I'm in my like late 90s, because most people I know I'll have outlived.
Yeah, because you're going to be 104.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're going to be really famous, so they'll be like, the public will just be lying in the streets anyway.
That's true. Like Jay Goody's funeral. Like Jay Goody's funeral, where the screens are outside.
Yeah. Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Someone do me a water fountain.
That everyone falls over on and breaks their legs. Do you remember that? They made the Diana water fountain. They had to remake it because people were slipping over on it.
It's what she would have wanted.
It's exactly what she would have wanted. So, yeah. Joey, if we have any other guests on this show who can better, having been to two funerals where the wakes are at harvesters, I will be incredibly surprised. So that's amazing. And secondly, what you said about your mate's funeral who had the music made me think, have you had a think about what music you would have playing? Or you know how some people as well, they will record, I've heard stories of funerals where people will record messages. Would you do anything like that? Or would you pick out your music, any of that stuff? I asked Sam before whether he'd play his own music, and he's like, no, that would be ridiculous. But I probably would if I made music.
I don't want to get too mushy.
Too late. You told the story about your marriage.
I said, I don't want to keep on going on about that. But maybe like Modern Love by David Bowie is like probably my favourite David Bowie song. It's a song that we had at our weddings. That'd probably be the song if I had to pick one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Who knows what kind of stuff I'm going to be into when I'm like 104.
Would you want like a...
I might be into like drillcore or something by then. Yeah. Like I finally got like a late flourish for it.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is. I just know it's the thing.
Would you want like a John Lewis ad version of Modern Love where it's like...
No,
you know,
I don't
really
want
soppy.
Anyone covering David Bowie. No. Let him just do it himself.
Yeah, right.
You know,
that's... Get him back.
And in terms of your wake, I mean, it feels like it has to be at the Harvester, but maybe you've got some other idea.
Well, I've just got one caveat for it, really. I think Volavants are integral to a wake.
Tell me more.
You don't
more,
see
Joe.
Them anywhere else.
Tell me more.
You know, like
Joe.
A little prawn cocktail Volavant. Yeah. You don't see them anywhere else than at a funeral. And I feel like they're dying out. And I feel like I could be the person to bring them back into fashion at my own funeral.
Okay, so prawn cocktail. What else are in the Volavants, the little hors d'oeuvres?
Well, you know what they are, don't you?
Volavants, they're the little things
the
on the tray,
things.
Right?
Yeah, no. It's the pastry, the kind of like flour things.
The things that you have waitresses or waiters bringing round.
Yeah,
but since
when? Not anymore.
What?
When was the last time you had a Volavant?
Well, I don't go anywhere. I mean, you don't serve them at your house, but I guess at weddings, no? Weddings before the meal, before the wedding.
Yeah, but now
breakfast.
It's all like mini sliders, isn't it? And like fish and mini anything. The Volavant is dying out.
I've not seen a Volavant for years.
Well, there you go. But that you've only got to wait another
2088.
Imagine another, that like, point. Everyone years. Will be like, "What the fuck is this? What is it?"
Yeah,
a small little cup of pastry filled with prawns.
Oh, guys, you heard it here first. Joey Page, bring back the Volavant. So prawn cocktail. What else? What else in these Volavants?
I don't really mind. Like, it doesn't just have to be Volavants. Oh, cheesy pineapple. Because I always used to get caned for having them, like at birthday parties, or I'd be the only one that eat them. And everyone's like, oh, you love cheese and pineapple. You're like weird.
On a stick.
Yeah. You get a cabbage, you cover it in foil, and that's what makes the thing you stick it into. A lot of people don't know that.
I thought that was a northern thing.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
So it's a cocktail stick with cheese and pineapple. Yeah. And that's it.
And maybe...
It's so weird.
Maybe tied to each one, there could be like a little compliment for each guest that I've written for them before I died.
Wow. There you go. I'm serious. Now, that is something that you should absolutely start doing now. Because, I know you think you're going to live to 104, but you never know. Start writing those things out. That would be amazing.
As I told you, I really like David Bowie. And the way that he died and his last album.
Oh, yeah.
All the little hidden things. Like, there's a bit... People only found out like a year later that if you hold it up to the light... Different constellation shows on the sleeve. It's incredible. And like,
he's definitely a piece of art, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not saying I'll go quite that far, but it'd be nice to leave a couple of little biscuits lying around.
Little biscuits. Is it fair to say then, that's a really good point, because we haven't brought up Bowie on this yet. Has he had the best death? It seems like he put in a lot of effort. He didn't, like, even in terms of nobody knowing, and considering how huge and famous he was amazing.
Well, I'm a massive, massive Bowie fan. And when that album came out, I remember being on my wife's room with boyfriend and girlfriend and going, I think he's going to do Glastonbury this year on a small stage. doing this, like, weird jazz album. I was like, he's going to do a secret set of Glastonbury.
You really saw
and
through
he
that.
He died, like, 4 days later.
In my memory, didn't he put it out on a Friday and he died on the Monday?
Yeah. And then we all had Easter eggs on the Wednesday.
Amazing foresight.
Yeah. What a genius.
Yeah.
Sam, no pressure, but as a musician, you've got to try and better that somehow.
I don't know. Do you know what Hunter S. Thompson did? The writer?
No.
Yeah, go on.
So he did... he left like quite explicit instructions about, for his funeral. And I think Johnny Depp paid for it in the end because he was the only one who had some money and he was his mate. And anyway, he had his ashes, I think. I don't think it was his corpse, but he had it put into a rocket and fired into the sky in this big ceremony, and then it exploded over his land.
Oh, like, is this on YouTube?
Yeah, it is, yeah. There's like this massive rocket. I think it was in the shape of like a knob or something. It was something really weird.
Oh, wait, all rockets are slightly phallic.
Yeah, and then it like, I can't remember the details. I've not looked at it for a few years. But yeah, this was his plan, and then he exploded into the sky, basically, above his ranch, which was quite phenomenal.
That is cool. So his ashes were in it?
I think his ashes. I don't think his corpse, which would have been more spectacular and disgusting. But yeah, I think it was his ashes were put into it and fired into the sky. But yeah, I think it cost something like $1 million. Johnny Depp had to pay for it.
Feels like Elon Musk might like try and go in the same way. He put a car into space, didn't he, Elon Musk? One of his
things. Just have your body cryogenically frozen and have that sent into space, because there'll be somebody out there who can do something with it much quicker than we can.
Definitely. Like all the way into
And then I'll come back as that king of the humans and then who knows what.
Have you heard the Bowie rumour that, you know, Elon Musk sent the car into orbit and there's like a dummy in the car with the helmet on, and the car stereo is constantly playing Space Oddity or something.
Oh, okay.
Right? And anyway, it is playing, but the rumour on the internet is that that's actually Bowie in the suit, and that he organised it with Elon Musk to be fired into orbit forever.
Because, like...
In a car.
Because I've...
I think that must be true.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you? Because, you know, like me and my family are quite good at like going to my grandparents, like putting flowers down on birthdays, Christmases, that sort of thing.
Mm.
It's got to be some better way, isn't there, than that? Like, and that is it.
Imagine that.
If you've got
in
money.
In a Ford Mondeo. Orbiting the Earth.
Yeah.
Yours is a Ford Mondeo, Sam. Yours?
I used to have a Fiat 126. It was the best thing I ever owned.
Mine would have to be a Volvo 340 GL. It was my first car. A brick. It would be an emotional time. Joey, you've been an amazing guest. Let me ask the question we're going to ask every guest at the end. How do you want to be remembered?
I just want to be remembered.
I mean, I don't mean like now. I mean when you die,
yeah,
Joey.
Yeah, but I think that's...
Bigger question.
I don't know. Just good laugh, isn't it?
Good laugh?
Just as a nice... just like a weirdo that was a bit of a laugh, I think.
Okay, Joey, brilliant. Have you got anything you want to plug? Tell us more, the name of the podcast, the Twitch show, everything.
Yeah. So I've got a stand-up special out on a thing called Next Up, which if you go to nextupcomedy.com/Joey Page, you can see the stand-up special that I filmed on the night that Boris said everybody's got to go home and no one's allowed to be out. And there was supposed to be 150 people there and only 22 turned up.
Yeah.
But it actually turned out pretty good. And that's...
What was like the feeling for you when you saw out...
Oh, I wasn't going to do the gig. My wife had to completely convince me to do it. I was like, this is pointless.
What was her argument?
She was like, but there's people defying the government to be here. So you should at least do a gig for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, but we won't use the footage. It's not going to work. But actually, it was really good because they were so up for it. And obviously, a lot of like different... feelings and energy went into it, so it was great. And then I'm doing a Twitch show, which I know no one knows what Twitch is, but basically
not at our age.
it's basically like YouTube, but you can comment along. It's for gamers, but I'm doing a chat show on there with like loads of guests and weird comedians doing sketches and stuff, and I present it a bit like a big Friday night chat show every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And then JJ's Album Club's the podcast, and I think that's probably plenty in it.
Fantastic. Guys, please do subscribe to It's Your Funeral. Drop us a comment and a rating in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening to us. Also, follow Vom Cruise on Instagram. That's Sam's brilliant meme curation Instagram account. And have a listen to my other podcast, Almost Famous, if you like what you heard. And we'll be back next time with another episode of It's Your Funeral. Thanks a lot.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.